rediffusion sur VOA Afrique. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. C'est un officier des douanes qui va bientôt à la retraite. Pendant des années, il a vu un homme traverser la frontière à bicyclette, un grand sac derrière lui. Perplexe, il veut percer le mystère du grand sac à l'arrière du vélo. Écoutons leur conversation. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. L'officier des douanes voulait savoir ce que l'homme à la bicyclette cachait dans le gros sac. 2. L'homme à la bicyclette trafiquait les marchandises contenues dans le grand sac. Vous allez ensuite répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Qu'est-ce que l'homme à la bicyclette transportait dans le gros sac? 2. Que trafiquait-il en réalité? 3. Pourquoi les achetait-il à Bantuka? Vous apprendrez enfin comment utiliser en anglais le present perfect.
Stop, old man. Get down off your bicycle.
Hello again, officer.
I have seen you crossing this border for years.
And I've seen you standing at the border, stopping me every time and asking me to get down for years.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Bantuka. I have relatives on the other side of the border.
What is in the big bag today?
I bought some presents for my people, plus some newspapers, some old clothes, old shoes.
Every time I have checked inside the big bag, you carry on your bicycle. Every time, nothing.
And every time, I have given you the same answer.
Is that the truth? You're not smuggling anything?
Of course it's the truth. I'm not smuggling anything in my bag.
Come on, old man. I just know you're a smuggler. I'm about to retire. Can you please tell me the whole truth?
You really haven't noticed yet?
No. What have you been smuggling all this time?
Bicycles. They are cheaper in Bantuka. I cross the border with an old bicycle, buy a new one in Bantuka, and ride it back to the big city to sell it there.
Ya Allah, how could I not notice that?
Easy. You only notice the big bag.
Sorry, old man. Now I know your smuggling strategy. Give me the bicycle.
No, I'm sorry, officer. This is my old bicycle.
Vous avez entendu l'officier des douanes et le vieil homme. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. L'officier des douanes voulait savoir ce que l'homme à la bicyclette cachait dans le gros sac. L'énoncé 2 est faux. L'homme à la bicyclette trafiquait les marchandises contenues dans le grand sac. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce que l'homme à la bicyclette transportait dans le gros sac? Des cadeaux, des journaux, de vieux habits et de vieilles chaussures. 2. Que trafiquait-il en réalité? Des bicyclettes. 3. Pourquoi les achetait-il à Bantuka? Parce qu'elles coûtent moins cher à Bantuka. Écoutez et répétez ces phrases que vous avez entendues dans la conversation.
I have seen you crossing this border for years.
I have seen you standing at the border.
I have checked inside the big bag.
I bought some presents.
Ces phrases sont au present perfect. Elles expriment des actions passées qui ont un lien avec le présent. On forme le present perfect en conjuguant l'auxiliaire to have au présent suivi du participe passé du verbe. Voilà d'autres exemples. He has caught the old man. The villagers have sold bicycles. We haven't heard the music. Vous avez suivi la conversation entre l'officier des douanes et le vieil homme. vous avez découvert le mystère du grand sac, ou plutôt celui de la bicyclette. Et vous savez utiliser le present perfect, n'est-ce pas? Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
E-mail.
Vous allez entendre l'expression email, qui signifie electronic mail, courrier électronique. Email. Et répétez. Repeat. Email. Une phrase utile quand il s'agit de email. To check the email. Jeter un coup d'œil sur le courrier électronique. Le vérifier. To check. Le regarder. To check the email. To open your email, l'ouvrir. Let's check our email.
Let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago.
Jetons un coup d'œil sur notre courrier électronique. Si vous n'avez pas une adresse électronique chez vous, il est fort possible que vous avez accès à cette boîte aux lettres sur un site comme Yahoo ou Hotmail et que vous allez vérifier votre adresse email régulièrement lorsque vous vous rendez à un cybercafé, à un cybercafé. Have you checked your email? Avez-vous vérifié votre courrier électronique? You have an email from your friend. Vous avez une lettre électronique d'un ami. Écoutez la conversation qui suit dans un bureau.
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
Vous avez entendu la façon dont on se dit bonjour le matin dans un bureau. Good morning, Max. Bonjour, Max. How are you today? Comment allez-vous aujourd'hui? Ou bien, comment vas-tu aujourd'hui? Fine, thank you. Bien, merci. And you? Et vous? Et toi? Just fine. Bien. Just fine. C'est littéralement tout simplement bien. Écoutez le reste de la conversation. Listen.
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Une autre façon de demander à quelqu'un d'où il vient ou d'où elle vient, quand on a l'impression d'être presque sûr de l'origine d'une personne, c'est de dire « Do you come from Dakar ?» Vous venez, tu viens de Dakar ? En fait, on s'attend alors à une confirmation. Et vous pouvez répondre positivement « Yes, I do !» ou bien négativement « No, I do not !» en contraction « No, I don't !» I come from Guinea. I don't come from Dakar. Répétez après moi. Do you come from Gabon? No, I don't. I come from Congo. Écoutez, listen. Écoutez, Kathy.
Do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Et quand on n'a aucune idée d'où vient une personne, on demande la question générale. Where do you come from? D'où venez-vous? D'où viens-tu? Come from signifie venir de. Where do you come from? C'est assez différent que do you come from Dakar? Vous venez de Dakar? Écoutez, listen.
Where do you come from?
I come from San Francisco.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from the U.S.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. Until next time, à la prochaine fois.
Hey there, hello. VOA Afrique vous présente Learning English, un programme entièrement en anglais, tous les soirs, pour vous aider à vous familiariser avec cette langue. Vous retrouverez dans ce programme la lecture posée, les phrases et le vocabulaire spécialement choisis pour faciliter la compréhension de l'anglais parlé. Rendez-vous sur VOA Afrique pour plus d'anglais avec Learning English à partir de 21h30 TU. Après English USA sur FM sur VOA Afrique. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse d'être de nouveau avec vous pour cette 28e leçon d'anglais English USA. Au cours de notre prochaine leçon d'English USA, nous allons voir Martin Lerner qui visite le parc national de Yellowstone. Il demande à des touristes ce qu'ils aiment et ce qu'ils n'aiment pas. Vous apprendrez aussi à exprimer ce que vous n'aimez pas. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Guide, votre guide. I'm your guide, je suis votre guide. We're going to walk, on va marcher. We're going to walk. Please stay together. Restez ensemble, s'il vous plaît. Please stay together. Please stay with me. Restez avec moi. Stay, restez. I like the park. I like the forest. I like the mountains. I like the rivers. I don't like cities. Je n'aime pas les villes. I don't like bugs. Je n'aime pas les insectes. Bugs. C'est un terme général pour tous les insectes. Bugs. I don't like bugs. What don't you like? What do you like? What don't you like?
Good morning. I'm Judy. I'm your guide. This is Martin. He is a reporter. He's writing a story about visitors to the park. He's going to ask some questions.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
We are going to walk for 3 hours this morning. Are you ready?
Sure. Let's go.
Yeah. Please stay together. I want to see all of you. Let's go.
Judy, do you like your work?
Of course. I like the country. I like the forest. I like the mountains and the rivers. I like the clean air.
Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles. I don't like cities. I don't like hot places.
When did you come here?
4 years ago. I lived in Denver for 2 years. I didn't like Denver. It's a very big city.
Do you like being a guide?
Very much. I'm outside all day. I don't like being inside.
Where do you live?
I live near the park. Please, stay with me.
I'm going to talk to some of the other people. See you later.
Hi,
Is this your first visit to the park?
Yes, it is.
Do you like parks?
Yes, we like parks. We live in the east, but we like the parks in the west. This is my wife.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
What do you like here?
I like the animals.
What don't you like?
I don't like the people.
There are many people.
I don't like the bugs.
What don't you like?
I don't like camping.
But I like camping. Do you like camping?
No, I don't like camping.
Men like camping.
I don't.
I don't.
Il y a des choses, des événements, des activités ou des gens qu'on n'aime pas. Écoutez bien comment on dit « je n'aime pas ». « I don't like ». C'est la contraction de « I do not like ». « I don't like ». Rappelez-vous, avec un verbe, « I don't like camping ». « I don't like walking ». « I don't like talking ». Ou bien, l'infinitif du verbe, « I don't like to camp ». « I don't like to walk ». I don't like to talk.
I don't like cities. I don't like hot places. I don't like Denver. I don't like being inside.
What don't you like?
I don't like the people. I don't like bugs. Do you like camping?
No, I don't like camping.
Répondez, yes, I like. Si vous aimez quelque chose, no, I don't like. Si vous n'aimez pas. Essayons ensemble. Do you like camping? Aimez-vous le camping? Yes, I like camping. Do you like bugs? No, I don't like bugs. Do you like cities? Aimez-vous les cités? No, I don't like cities. Do you like the country? Aimez-vous la campagne? No, I don't like the country. Do you like walking? Yes, I like walking. No, I don't like walking. Voilà, vous venez d'entendre la 28e leçon de English USA. Vous devriez à présent pouvoir exprimer assez facilement ce que vous aimez et ce que vous n'aimez pas. Exercez-vous à haute voix en pensant à vos activités régulières et à votre goût de certaines choses. Until then, practice hard. Goodbye.
Michelle Joseph, bienvenue à Anglais Télé.
And I'm Roger Muntou.
And you can find us on Facebook at Facebook Anglais Télé.
That's right.
We're going to continue talking about the tenses. We are going to go from the present progressive to the past tense using the progressive of be and ing. And we're going to give you some examples. For example, I was walking in the park last night.
That's right.
When a dog ran up to me and just bit me.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good sentence because you're using still the ing, but you using the past first and then the verb with an ending ing, saying that it was the action started and was continuing when the dog, you know, attacked you. So until the dog attacked you, you were still walking. So
exactly.
The action was still going, and that action happened within that time.
Right. So it's a timeline that's in the past already.
Yeah.
But it's ongoing. As I'm telling you the story about yesterday.
It's ongoing.
In that action,
yeah.
It was an action that was ongoing.
Yeah.
So it's a bit tricky. I'm going to get immediately into it. Okay, so I was writing an email to my mother when my father came into the room, and he said, stop.
Yeah, so as you were writing, you didn't stop, and your dad just walked in. Your father just walked in. I was eating when the dog just walked into the kitchen.
Did he take your bone?
I hope not. No, he didn't.
Okay, well, we're going to ask our listeners to participate with this past and this continuous action in the past.
Mm.
So you
now, do we call this past progressive?
I actually added the progressive. I think they call
it past continuous.
But
continuous.
I really wanted listeners to understand that we're talking about the past.
Mm.
It's an action which in the past is not an instant action.
Right.
It's an action that's ongoing.
Mm.
And then something happens in the past right after that action.
Mm. Mm.
And we need to use prepositions for that. Like when, while, as, then.
Mm-hmm.
And this brings that instantaneous moment in the past.
Right.
We're going to ask our listeners to help us out. Let's welcome our guests.
Yep.
Hi, we are going to welcome Paul Wayne. I love
Paul
his name.
Wayne.
Paul Wayne Cabecele from...
From DRC.
DRC,
yeah,
exactly.
Cabecele is DRC. That's my brother.
We're really happy to have you. Hi, Paul. Paul Wayne. Oh, and we still have Mariam Gaba from the English Club in Bamako. Hi, Mariam.
Hi.
And we have Halima Touré, also from Bamako. Welcome, Halima.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
All right. So we have decided to get a bit more complicated, and we are exploring.
Yep.
That's the present progressive. We are exploring, and we have explored. We're going to put you guys on the spot and ask you what you've done in the past in the progressive form, and then suddenly you're interrupted by something, also an action in the past, like Roger and I were saying. I'm going to give a quick example. I was tweeting my friend, then he called on the phone.
Mm-hmm. And I can give another example. I was drinking water when my brother called me on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's kind of copied. You're a copycat. Okay. So we're going to ask Paul Wayne, since you haven't yet spoken to us, we're going to ask you to give us an example of something in the past that's progressive, and then an action happens to interrupt that progressive action. Okay, Paul, we can't hear you. Can you speak a bit louder?
I think the line is pretty bad.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very good. Paul, we know that you're listening, so we're going to put Paul in audition, and he's going to listen to the other students and give with their examples. Mariam Gaba, we're going to ask you to give us an example of a progressive action in the past interrupted suddenly by something also in the past.
Okay. My sentence is, I was walking in the street when I saw some children running away from the school.
Okay. Because she was walking when she saw. So she used the two past tense.
Yep.
Very correctly.
That was good.
So one is the past progressive or past continuous.
Yep. That was good.
And then she used the past simple.
Yep.
When I saw. And of course, saw is an irregular verb.
Right.
To see, saw, I saw, saw.
Mm.
Okay, Halima. Yes, go ahead.
I can give another sentence also.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. I was promoting the English language when I met wonderful people.
When what?
When she met wonderful people. Can you repeat it again, please? We love your English.
I was promoting the English language
Language.
Yeah.
Language.
Mm-hmm. When
I met a beautiful people, and wonderful people of English.
Okay, when she met beautiful English-speaking people, I think she means...
Okay, English-speaking people.
Yes, that's a very good example. Halima, can I ask you to give an example as well of something in the past continuous, and then you are interrupted by an action in the past?
Okay. I was watching TV when my husband interrupted me. Or something. I'm going to give you a typical example right now. I was listening to your broadcasting when my child just wake up and cry. Why, mama, and he's still crying here.
Okay. No, real life. So you were listening to Anglitele when your child started to cry.
And that's
I was concentrated. He just wake up and
now that's Halima, right?
Yeah, this is okay. Halima Touré.
Halima, we're gonna fix that. The beautiful sentences. Those sentences are beautiful, but we're gonna fix something really, really minor. No big deal. You say I was watching TV when my husband interrupted me. No, when my husband interrupted me. With the ED.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to put...
Okay.
And then I was... Yeah, and I was listening to you when my child cried. You also... Because also it's happening... Yeah, you know, it's also happening...
Yeah.
Also, yeah.
This is the past tense, and most verbs in the past tense finish with ED in the past.
Why? I love you so much.
Okay. Wonderful.
You're very welcome.
That's why we're here. And... Okay, so...
Okay, I understood very well now.
Excellent.
It's about ED.
Yes.
Something
about... Yes, in the past.
It's happening in the past.
Mm.
And
finished in the past.
Interrupt you.
Yeah. And...
The ED form.
Yeah.
So the verb...
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's an action that started in the past and finished in the past. Right.
Yeah, right. Because
now, but at the beginning, I was not understanding.
Okay.
Yeah, because we combined two. So to recap for all of you, we combined two past tenses. One which was in the progressive. It was an action that was ongoing, but in the past, and then it was interrupted by an action that ended in the past as well. So I was walking my dog in the park when a strange man came out of the bush and hit me.
Came.
So came, that's the past of to come.
Yep.
To come is an irregular verb. So when it's an irregular verb, everyone has to learn those by heart. There's no way around that. But most verbs, it's ED.
Yes.
At the end.
Yes. And most regular verbs.
So, Mariam Gaba, are you good with that?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Okay, so I think that we've covered, you know, we're going to continue working on the past tenses and the present tenses and all the variety of these tenses that are so complicated sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to include all of you for the next few lessons on these two.
Yes, it will be important for us to continue some lesson with these students.
Right.
Who are brilliant.
Absolutely. I mean, they're stunning.
Yeah.
They are stunning.
Awesome.
So we're going to thank Halima Touré.
Thank you, Halima Touré.
Paul Wayne. Mariam Gaba.
Thank you, Mariam.
Thank you. And Awa Traoré. And that's it for today. Thanks.
Thank you so much. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.